You got a phone call in the back, policeman?
This is how the story begins in the indie film Compliance. Anne Dowd plays the manager of a fast food restaurant who receives what turns out to be a sadistic prank call that changes her life.
Hello, South End.
Yeah, this is Officer Daniels with the police department. Are you a supervisor?
Yes, I am. I'm the manager.
What's your name again, ma'am?
But in real life, Dowd did not receive a call that she did really want from the Academy Awards. That's despite doing something rare. She spent $13,000 of her own money on a campaign to nominate herself for an Oscar. It's not exactly verboten to campaign on your own behalf. Actress Melissa Leo did the same thing 2 years ago, causing quite a stir among the Hollywood glitterati. It's just not really done. Anne Dowd joins us now to talk about her campaign for an Oscar. But first, I asked her why she took on the role of Sandra in the film Compliance, which has been called shocking, disturbing, and hard to watch.
I understood it on a gut level immediately. It made me very sad because I think at the core of that person, Sandra, is shame, meaning, you know, here she is, late 40s, 50s, managing a fast food restaurant, out of her league in terms of being able to relate to anybody there. They're all young people. I think her self-esteem is very low. I think she lives externally to please, and that's how she knows whether it's been a good day or not a good day.
Well, it's so interesting, Anne Dowd, because as you got buzz for that, what you're getting buzz for now is the fact that you've kind of taken on the Academy. You've been campaigning on your own behalf to get a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination. This is because Magnolia, the studio that released Compliance, didn't spend any money to campaign for you, so you've done it yourself.
Well, isn't it funny? That surprised me too, buzz about that, because to me it was a very simple decision. Magnolia said they're a small film company. They don't have that budget. I said, okay, well, then I need to go to the next step, which is how do I do that myself? It didn't occur to me to spend a lot of time saying, hey, you know, they should, because what is that? You know what I mean? It's a waste of time.
And what do you make of the fact that really, this is a very rare thing to have done, and one of the few other times it's been done was by Melissa Leo, who campaigned for the Best Supporting Actress role.
Yes, for The Fighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what do you make of the fact that it is two females who've done this?
I think women are used to stepping up and getting the job done when you need to. That's all. Because that's the world we're in. If you don't get the material out there, if people don't see it, and if it's not going to happen. Very simple decision.
Absolutely. So, as we know, the Oscar nominations were announced this past week, and I don't think I'll surprise you, and I'm sad to say that you didn't receive a nomination.
Right.
So I'm wondering what it means, if you were disappointed, and if in any sense you think you might suffer a backlash.
Hey, that's a dream, you know? You want your name to be called, and you want to be in that group. So the initial response is disappointment. Not unfamiliar to an actor. That's the great thing. Actors get a lot of disappointments. Roles, attention, etc. That's our terrain. So I sat with the disappointment and then got to a place where I could say good for those who are on the list. Congratulations. That's terrific.
That's actress Anne Dowd. She won the National Board of Review Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the film Compliance, which you can see on DVD. Anne Dowd, it really has been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so very much.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.